Say, Groucho had a good show tonight, didn't he?
Yes, I thought it was excellent.
Oh, hello, Groucho. Stick around, will you?
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome to the Little Big Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors and Bing's guests, Peggy Lee and Groucho Marx. And now, here's a young man who was recently chosen radio's best Master of Ceremonies in Motion Picture Daily's annual poll, Bing Crosby.
Thank you, Ken, and my thanks also to the American newspaper, magazine, and radio writers who gave me their votes.
Well, you know, that's a very great honor, Bing, because that's a very big survey.
I know that, Ken. Those surveys are very important.
Oh, they certainly are, Bing.
They reflect the real pulse of the nation.
Oh, you're so right, Bing, and I see, according to another survey that was taken a couple of weeks ago, Bob Hope has replaced you as nation's number one box office attraction.
Oh, who pays any attention to these surveys? Really, they have no.
Well, Bing, I know that you're glad that your pal Bob moved into first place.
I am?
Well, certainly. I think it's mighty big of you to step aside for your buddy.
Had to. I got tired of that nose stabbing me from the rear.
Come, Bob's pictures had a bigger attendance than yours last year.
Well, he goes to see his pictures more often than I go to see mine.
He's got more nerve than you have.
Oh, he's game as Truman. But however, candor compels me to concede that, you know, I think the public can expect even greater things from him next year. Perhaps even something highly dramatic.
You mean Hope's going in for drama?
Mm-hmm.
What makes you say that?
Well, I know Bob wants to do something dramatic because when Cecil B. DeMille first started casting Samson and Delilah, Hope showed up at the studio in a leopard skin loincloth and wanted to play the part of Samson.
Oh, no.
He even had link sausages scotch taped on his arms for muscles.
Did he sell DeMille?
Only the sausages.
Oh.
Oh, here's Peggy.
Hi, Bing, Ken.
Peggy Lee, folks. Peggy, if you're ready, I think we should get on with the opening selection. A little song called Little Jack Frost, Get Lost. The tune seems to be enjoying something of a revival this season. John Scott, boys and girls, let's frost up the place here.
Jack Frost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost.
You know you don't do a thing but put the bite on my toes.
Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose.
Oh, little Jack Frost, go away. Don't you come back another day.
There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. You turned out the heat and in Mother's Lane.
The bench in the park is all alone in the dark. So little Jack Frost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost. So little Jack Frost, get lost.
You don't do a thing but put the bite on my toes.
Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose.
Oh, little Jack Frost, go away. And don't you come back another day, get gone, go away.
There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. You turned off the heat down in Lover's Lane.
The bench in the park is all alone in the dark. Jack Frost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost.
L.J. Frost, get lost.
Lost.
You know, friends, for quite a few weeks now, Bing and I have been telling you that the best cigarette for you to smoke is Chesterfield.
Yeah, that's what we've been saying, and that's for sure.
You ought to try Chesterfields, folks. Pick up a couple of packs the first chance you get, and then open one up. Right away, you'll notice something you can find only in Chesterfields, that wonderful mild aroma. The mild aroma that can come only from the right combination of the world's best tobaccos. That same mild aroma that makes every Chesterfield, A, always milder, much milder than any other cigarette, and B, better tasting, and C, cooler smoking.
Right. If you want to make this year a year of real smoking satisfaction, keep those ABCs in mind, and always buy Chesterfields.
Chesterfields satisfy women and men. Chesterfields over and over again. Smiler, much smiler, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfields ABC.
ABC.
Now from the Broadway show Texas Little Darling, here's a Johnny Mercer, Bobby Dolan tune called The Big Movie Show in the Sky.
A fella can get lonesome when he's all alone out there in the Pacific with no friends to call his own.
A fella can get lonely out there in the Pacific.
A fella gets to thinking if he's getting anywhere. A fella gets to wondering how it's gonna be up there.
A fella gets to wondering if he will meet the mayor.
When your final chip is cashed and the pearly gates swing wide, and there is old St. Peter asking you to come inside.
There's old St. Peter, the Lord of Bishop Peter.
He whispers, son, go find a seat. I hope you like the show. And then you see a picture of the life you led below. When you come on the screen up yonder at the big movie show in the sky, imagine you are one of that great celestial crowd, sitting back relaxing with your feet up on a cloud. You're pouring buttered sunshine on your popcorn white as fleece, and waiting for the latest inner hemisphere release. The stars spell out the title and the cast before your eye. The show commences on the silver screen they call the sky. The past begins unfolding, then you see it taking place. And pretty soon you're looking at your own big ugly face.
By and by, by and by, can you look yourself in the eye?
When you come on the screen up yonder at the big movie show in the sky. The big
Peggy Lee now returns to sing a new song called When You Speak With Your Eyes. Peggy has fashioned some very nice lyrics to go with Renee Toussaint's popular Latin melody. In fact, Peggy has a new record out on this. Right, Peggy?
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Your eyes. Your eyes. When you speak with your eyes, my reason is madness. Darling, how do I know you will ever remain my own? When you like a walk in the dark, all alone. I feel the pain of jealousy. If you but smile for others to see, I try to go, you hold the key, but please don't set me free. So I open my arms to all that I know is madness. Darling, you are my love. When you speak with your
guest time again, and it's with great honor and extreme pleasure that we present a little something left over from the Groucho Marx program, Groucho Marx. Welcome, Groucho.
Too late to extend the friendly hand of welcome after that degrading introduction.
Degrading introduction?
Yes, on my program, I'm treated like royalty. I get more attention than Rita Hayworth's baby. Imagine introducing me as a leftover. Me, Zeppo Marx.
You're Groucho.
Whatever happened to Zeppo?
Say, whatever happened to you? I've never seen you in such a temper, such a snit.
You'd be angry, too, if I introduced you as a leftover. You make me sound like an old hunk of dressing that's trapped in a turkey carcass and can't find the escape hatch.
You shouldn't let a little thing like that bother you.
Why, do you realize that a leftover is just a step away from the automatic disposal unit?
Well, step right this way.
Listen. What I have to say to you can be written on the head of a pin, and if you'll bend down, I'll be glad to write it. Huh?
Oh.
Thank all you pinheads.
Gotcha, now I like you. You're beginning to sound like the Marx I remember.
Don't try to beat around the bush, Crosby. On account of you, I lost my wife and my home. And believe me, I miss that home.
What about your wife?
Let's take one thing at a time. If it weren't for you, I'd still have my happy home and my hippie wife.
Your wife isn't hippie.
I'll thank you to take your eyes off my wife, you beast.
All I'm trying to say, Groucho, is that your wife is beautiful and charming and young.
A lot of good that does me if I'm locked out of the house.
Well, what happened? What was the beef? Why did Kay lock you out?
Because she wrote a song and I promised her you'd sing it and you didn't.
Oh, gosh, that's coming back like a song.
Yeah.
She did write a song with Harry Ruby.
Yeah.
She's been kicking around my house for weeks. I just tell
her. I've been kicked around my house for weeks. Kay's so angry at me, she makes me sleep in the garage.
Well, Groucho, I'll get around to singing Kay's song sometime, honestly.
Yes, but meantime, my roommate's a new DeSoto. Very embarrassing when I undress at night and see those two big headlights staring at me. Say nothing of that smike in the grill work.
It really is a terrible situation. You have my sympathy, Groucho. It must be real cold out there in the garage this time.
Well, I sleep between my two chihuahua dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be surprised how much heat a chihuahua full of chili throws off.
Oh, well, anything full of chili throws off heat.
Bing, you've got to sing this song. Take it from me. I'm an authority on music. I just took a nationwide survey.
What'd you find out?
I found out the nation is really wise.
What's the name of your wife's tune, Joshua?
The Look in Your Eyes.
Yeah?
Bing, this is a song that'll never die. And if it does, it can't happen too soon.
I may be the fellow who can do it.
Well, then open your trap and get going.
Not so, wait a minute. Not so fast. I haven't even learned it yet.
Since when did that stop you from singing songs?
I got some other songs scheduled for tonight, Gaucho. Please take your knee out of my chest, will you?
If your chest was up where it belongs, I wouldn't be able to reach it. Crosby, if you don't sing this song right now, you'll regret it. I'll give it to Jack Smith.
Oh, you mean the fellow who smiles when he sings?
He even smiles when he cries.
He's a grinner. His boy grins all the time. I understand he has to shave with Amident toothpaste.
The George Burns and Gracie Allen show follows immediately.
Hey, that's a good idea. Why don't you get George Burns to sing this song?
Why don't you shut up, huh? And that goes for George Burns, too.
I'm sorry, Groucho, but I can't sing the song right now. I just don't feel I'm ready.
You're always ready. You're just a jukebox with a brother named Everett who gets lit up.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Groucho.
You'll see him tonight.
I'll never let it be said that I'd give a pal the brush off. I'm going to help you with the song. I'll get Peggy Lee to do it. Oh, Peggy.
Yes, Bing. Oh, hi, Groucho.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
If you pay attention, you wouldn't have to ask a silly question. What am I doing here? We've been standing in the dressing room since 1 o'clock. I'm thinking of it. What am I doing here? I like any Chevy line, no matter what it says.
Peggy Groucho's got a very big problem. He's living in his garage, and it's very dry.
Oh.
Garage, huh?
Well, maybe I could go over
that
and hang...
from Gonzaga?
Well, maybe I could go over and hang curtains in his garage for him.
Peggy, if my wife catches you in the garage, it'll be curtains for me. But if you're coming by there, bring some chili. My chihuahuas need refueling.
Oh, you got those old-fashioned chihuahuas you have to fill with chili?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you get the new type?
I put in. I told him I fixed up the script.
Where did you get the new type?
Take it from Chihuahua. Okay, yeah.
The new type. You just plug them in like electric blankets.
Well, I got one of those electric blankets. I plug it in the wall, and in a minute, the whole wall is as warm as toast.
Wait if you sleep on the wall.
It's better with coffee. But Crosby, I can't use this girl for the song, that is.
What song?
Forget the song. I got bigger plans for you. I'm going to hose you all until next summer. I'm going to rub grease on you and have you swim the English Channel.
But Groucho, I'm not going to swing the test.
Please, don't.
Go back to Chihuahua. I'm going to rub grease on you and have you swim the English Channel.
But Groucho, I'm not going to swim the channel. I can't swim.
You mean the grease job is out, too?
Mistake, Groucho. You ought to let Peggy sing a song.
Bing, why don't you sing it? I'd like to hear it myself.
Go ahead, Bing, sing it.
Well, maybe I'll give it a once over lightly. Is your wife, has she got an arrangement?
Yeah, she's in the house and I'm still living in the garage. Well, I must say, it's not a very good arrangement.
Let's see a copy of it. Have you got a copy there?
Yeah, right here.
The Look in Your Eyes is by Harry Ruby and Kay March.
Yeah, Kay is the one I married to. Harry wouldn't have me.
Hey, John Scott, give me a little background.
John's got plenty of background. Huh?
Give me a little background, John. We'll try it.
The look in your eyes gave me all the answers that my heart was waiting to hear. You were telling me you cared, I felt right then and there the end of the bumpy road was near. The look in your eyes told me what the score was, that I had nothing to fear. I looked up into the sky, and to my amazement I saw all of the gray clouds disappear. Just for fun I took another look to see what else I could see. I think I saw you kiss somebody who looked just exactly like me. From that moment on, everything looked brighter, including the stars in the sky. I know that I always will get that same romantic thrill whenever I see the look in your eyes. Just for fun, I took another look to see what else I could see. I think I saw you kiss somebody who looked just exactly like me. From that moment on, everything looked brighter, including the stars in the sky. I know that I always will get that same romantic thrill whenever I see the look in your
Thanks, Bane. That was very nice.
Well, it's a nice song, Gotcha.
Now, don't be leaving, because you and I got to do some vocalizing.
Well, I'd love to sing with you. What do we do, Bane?
Well, we've had a lot of brand new tunes on the show tonight. Why don't we do something old, something
real? What
about
real? The Life of Jolson?
Something real old, you know?
Something more ancient than that?
Yeah.
Well,
I got a ukulele here that, God forgive
well,
me.
Well, okay. You play it, and I'll do the Jolson, huh?
Do a little duet?
Yeah,
I'll
sure.
Start it, and you come
yeah,
in.
Move,
when I nod, you come in.
Yeah. I may be nodding by the time it's time for me.
A vampy.
Not me, you're not.
Won't you play some simple melody like my mother sang to me? With a good old-fashioned harmony, play some simple melody.
Oh, musical demon, set my honey to dream, and won't you play me some rag?
What's the tempo, please?
And set that classical drag to some sweet, beautiful rag. And when the music is choppy and you play it from a copy, you'll get all my applause. And that is simply because my little bingo's simply crazy about rags. Musical beam and set my honey to dream. And won't you play me some rags? And set that classic rag,
my mother,
to some sweet, beautiful rag. And when the music is choppy and you play from a copy, you get all my
harmony.
And that is simply because my little people are simply crazy about rags.
Oh, Danny dear, oh, Danny dear.
sounding very jolly.
Oh, you're just saying that because you want to horn in here with a commercial.
No, I really enjoyed it, Groucho. Of course, I enjoy Chesterfields, too.
Everybody enjoys Chesterfields, Ken, because Chesterfields give you just what you want in a cigarette. They're much milder, they're better tasting, and they leave a clean, fresh taste in your mouth after you've finished smoking. Yeah, it's easy to see why more and more people are changing to Chesterfields.
Yes, friends, you like Chesterfields once you smoke them. Buy a couple of packs as soon as you can. And remember, when someone you like has a birthday coming up, give them Chesterfields in that Chesterfield birthday gift carton. It makes a very nice present.
Sure does, folks. And whether you smoke them or give them, you're sure that Chesterfield's satisfied. Tubby Garron, prominent oil man and song consultant to the stars, recommends I sing You're Wonderful from the Paramount picture Bitter Victory. It has some exceptional lyrics by Livingston and Evans and some compelling music by Victor Young.
You're wonderful. You're all that I've yearned for. The flame that I've burned for. You're by my side to stay. Wonderful to be on a crest with this love we've been blessed with. It warms our every day. You complete the glow that was missing in casual kissing. The glow that comes with love. Now found a new feeling. It's wonderful. So wonderful. You're wonderful,
this week, folks. My thanks to Peggy Lee and to Groucho Marx for dropping in.
Bing, who's your guest next week?
Our guest?
Yes, yeah, who's your guest? Or haven't you looked in your traps lately?
Groucho, we've already snagged a mighty array of talent.
We got Gary, the oldest of the young Crosbys, and he's on hand to lend his charm, his wit, his embonpoint, his talents to these festivities.
Crosby, it's a little late in the show for a monologue.
Yeah, I guess so. Good night, Zeppo.
Good night, Everett. I know that. And if you see Bing, say good night to him.
I sure will.
And a happy new year.
Good night, Chico. See you next week, folks. The best cigarette for you to smoke. Thanks very much.
The Bing Crosby Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Miss Barbara Whiting and Mr. Gary Crosby. Looks like the teenagers are going to take over, folks. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show follows immediately.